Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, the one thing you need to know about Lynn here, which is really the key, is that, yeah, she's an only child.
Mm-hmm.
But her mom has been really sort of planning this wedding in her head for 20 years or whatever.
Like file folders and stuff. Didn't she have, like,
she has a
magazine,
notebook.
Like, you know, pages ripped out and, like, mm-hmm. everything planned. And the groom's mom was getting really involved, too. Like, she showed up at their cake tasting, and it was just causing all these problems between the two of them. So they were like, forget this wedding business.
And they drove to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. And drove to Vegas.
Drove to Vegas.
That's commitment.
Yeah. And the last time we talked to her, it was the morning after the wedding, and mm-hmm. she was still a little buzzed mm-hmm. and still feeling pretty good about things. She's got this new life. But my thought was, once you get in that car and you start heading on back to Atlanta, mm-hmm. whatever that takes, 2 days or whatever, 3 days, there's a lot of thinking going on.
Yeah.
Like, how are your parents going to react, especially a parent that's so invested in this whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be really scared getting back into Georgia.
Well, so it's the main conversation, how do you get into the initial conversation with the parents? Like, when are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? Are we going to do it together? We're going to sit them down together? Or are we going to do it separately? You talk to your mom, I talk to my mom. Like, who knows?
There's a lot of talking that needs mm-hmm. to be done.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just avoid it altogether.
Yeah.
Right.
Stay in Vegas. We're going to move here. Well, Lynn is back with us. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing surprisingly well.
Okay. Right. Cool.
Let's take it from Vegas before we get into this weekend and what it was like to talk to your parents. So you get in the car in Vegas. And as soon as you start driving, do you start talking to your now husband on exactly how you're going to handle it? And my imagination is you just never stop talking about it until you get to Georgia.
Well, you're pretty close, but you're one thing that you're a little bit off on is that we were very happy that we did it. I mean, probably for the first like 3 hours, we kept doing that. Oh, you know, excuse me, husband, can you tell me where we make a mess? Sure, wife, you know.
That's cute.
That kind of thing.
To each
and
other.
Then, not for other people. We stopped to get some gas, and I think what made me really freak out was that I saw, you know, like a full family there, like grandparents and, you know, their kids, and I thought, I can't believe, like, now it's the reality. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we really, really have to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
So that really, for some reason, when we hit that gas station, it seemed just to really change, not change, but bring up a lot of the facts, I guess, as it were. So
mm-hmm.
both of us were a little nervous, but we came up with a plan that we thought was pretty good, that we were going to tell our families together,
mm-hmm.
But not like both sets of parents together, but my husband and I would tell my mom, and then we would get together and tell his parents. And I was pretty shocked. I mean, my mom was mad. She was probably more hurt. She kept saying, mm-hmm. you know, she's like, I'm not disappointed. I know you guys love each other, but, you know, I really wanted to be there. And so she was upset, but she seemed to be okay with it as long as we had a big celebration here.
Mm-hmm. But how does that conversation even start with your mom?
Oh, my God. She knew, right? I mean, she didn't know that we got married, but she knew something was up right away. She's like, what happened?
Yeah, because, you know, you walk in together, like, holding hands, like, you're probably
a little somber, too.
I would assume that you're comfortable enough that you guys just walk in. He probably doesn't hold the door for you. Screen door slams on you type of, you know, whatever. And now you guys are both standing there holding hands side by side.
Well, Well,
stupid grin on your face.
We both made sure that we weren't wearing our wedding rings. We didn't want to go in just wearing them because that's my mom would have definitely noticed that. I mean, like, right away. So I wanted to, you know, physically be able to tell her instead of just being like, oh, I see your ring. Oh, my God, you got married. So she was actually, she was pretty cool about it. Like I said, I was pretty surprised. And we gave ourselves, we promised ourselves it would be 1 hour of conversation, of confrontation, whatever it was going to be. And then we would just sort of walk away and then, you know, reconvene at a later date, so to speak. So it was probably about the full hour with my mom.
Okay, and everything seemed to be going fine.
All right.
Everything seemed to be going okay, and then we went to his parents' house. And that, however, did not go over so well. His mom completely flipped out. I mean, she was hysterical.
Oh, no.
Like,
oh.
Sobbing, and I felt terrible because she literally was inconsolable. Like, within... We were there probably 10 minutes after the hour that we agreed, and then my my husband said, you know what, Mom, I'm really sorry that we hurt you so bad. And she's like, I don't think you realize how selfish you were, and, you know, you guys think that this is all about you. And it, in my, I wanted to say, hello, it is about us, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't say anything then. This is, you know.
Did she treat you like this is something you've done to her son?
You know, she didn't say anything out loud, but I definitely felt that she was, like, inferring if it wasn't me. You know, like,
right.
She kept saying,
I
know you would never have done this to me. Why, you know, I know you didn't do this, so, you know, I wasn't going to volunteer the information and be like, oh, yes, it's all my fault, because, you know, we knew it was going to be hard.
Let me ask you this question. It's a pretty obvious one. Was your relationship with her before you told her that you eloped pretty strong?
I'd have to say it was pretty strong until we got engaged. And then, like I said, like the cake tasting thing and, you know, just every little thing she really wanted to be a big part of the wedding. And I felt like it was a little intrusive, you know?
So here we're starting to build a pattern here is that, you know, she's got this attitude that this is my boy, and who is this intruder right now?
Yeah, she's going to start proving
who's taking away my baby
during the planning of the wedding, and then you do this to her.
This is
going to have long term ramifications, probably, right?
I wouldn't say probably. I would say definitely, but I feel very confident that it's nothing that we can't work through. So, you know what I mean? Like, she was supportive of us getting married. Like, I know she likes me, and I know she likes me as his life partner, but I think right now she's just a little stung, you know, by everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we expected this, you know. We didn't think everything was going to go as smoothly, and like I said, honestly, we're still really happy with our decision.
I wonder how long it takes a mother to get over something like this, because now you guys are going to be with each other forever. So are we talking about months? Are we talking about years? Are we talking about
forever?
Like,
well,
there's
totally
never ever repair it.
I think it can be tolerated, and it will be repaired to the point of being together. But I think for the rest of, like, I think this is something that 20 years from now, mom will make a joke. You know, if her daughter-in-law hasn't killed her first.
Well, it depends on
mom will make, you know, a little like, you're the one who took.
Does he have any siblings?
He does. I do not.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm asking. He has siblings, right? Yes. So does he have a sister?
He does have a sister.
Okay. Then she'll get over it then.
Right, so once she gets
once
to finally be able to plan
married.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do think there's something about the cross-gender parent feeling replaced, though. Like the mother feeling like she was the number one woman in his life, and now he has a new number one woman. And I think for dads, it's kind of the same with daughters. Like, he was the number one man in your life, and now there's a different one. You know what I'm saying? I do think that there's something about that cross-gender parent that has a harder time with letting go.
But she, like I said, she was okay when she knew that we were going to get married. I think she was just really upset that we eloped. And honestly, I think if we still have a big party, that they would be totally okay with it.
Hold on one sec here. Hey, Christine, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I know exactly what she's going through. I did the same thing with my husband. It's been going on 4 years later, and my mother-in-law still gives me a guilt trip about it.
Ooh. 4 years.
Yeah, it's been 4 years. We actually had our daughter first, moved to Georgia from California, and we decided, well, we're going to go on a trip. We're going to go on a cruise. Called her in to be our babysitter. I already talked to my dad, my mom. I'm the only daughter. They're okay with it. We told them we're going on a cruise. We're eloping. That's that. Why? Because everybody was in one ear, you know, nipping at this, nipping at that, colors, everything else. Once she got here from California, my husband then told her, by the way, we're getting married. And let's just say that did not go over too well, and it still hasn't.
So 4 years later now.
Well,
I had another caller call up and say that once the first baby comes, that's when she might get over it. Because this is another celebration.
So you just got to keep throwing up distractions.
Yeah, there you go. Just get pregnant.
Yeah, she won't get too involved with that, I'm sure. You know?
Has there been any communication between your husband and his mom since you guys told him that?
Yeah, he's called her, you know, a few times and left. He left two messages and he talked to her just briefly, and she basically said, I can't do this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I know she's, you know, definitely playing into the drama part of it, which I know, you know, Matt is just beside himself because, you know, nobody wants to see their mom upset, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is it, in a case like this, can Lynn call the now mother-in-law and say, let's break away for an afternoon here and let's talk about things and sort of start to try to diffuse it immediately?
Yeah, I think, Lynn, I think that part of it's your responsibility to mend with her, because Jen is right. I mean, I think that, you know, she may feel insecure about you coming into her son's life, and by you kind of showing that her input is not welcome, mm-hmm. only adds fuel to that fire.
Totally. Mm-hmm. That's a great point right there.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's up to you to kind of take her out and talk to her.
Yeah, you got
to
think you're talking rest of your life here, you know. So to suck it up and be courageous and have an hour-long conversation with her and let her unload if you have to, mm-hmm. explain to her exactly why you did it and that she can't take it personally. At least you've done your side in the whole thing.
Because her feelings mm-hmm. are legitimate.
Totally.
That's his mama.
Yeah, and I understand that I'm responsible for some part of that damage control. I do feel responsible for that. And I think because it was surprisingly, I won't say easy, but it wasn't as difficult, nearly as difficult as I thought it would be with my mom. I'm hoping too that when I do meet up with his mom, that, you know, that can be part of the conversation. You know, like, listen, you know, I'm an only child. My mom was okay with it, you know.
I don't think that's the right approach, Lynn. I really don't. I think that you have to let her be okay with her feelings mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. allow her that. You know, mm-hmm. the more you try to control how she feels, the more insecure I think she's going to get. Like, you're not competing with her, and she's not competing with your mom on how they reacted. She is her own person, and I really think that you need to treat her that way.
Ann here wants to be on The Voice Disguiser also. Go ahead, Ann. You got some advice?
I really don't know how long it's going to take for your mother-in-law to get over this, because my husband and I eloped, and we didn't tell either one of set of his parents. And his dad and his mom were divorced when they were younger. And his step-parent told me that if my real mother-in-law wasn't there when our first child was born, that there would be big trouble. So, you know, it's probably when your first child happens, maybe later. I don't know, but yeah.
And did you ever try to diffuse the situation with his mom? Take her out?
They've had a long-term issue about, you know, she hasn't been there, and all of a sudden she wants to step in, and so I kind of keep my mouth shut because it's not really my place, but if I could, I would.
These things are so complicated.
I want to know what
man.
Big trouble is. Define
yeah, right?
Big trouble. It's going to be big trouble.
Big trouble.
All right, Lynn, thanks for taking us on the ride with you. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Good luck with forever.
Thanks, and I really appreciate all your help and your advice, guys. Thanks.
All right, good luck. Give us a call back in another couple of months. I'd love to know what's going on with you and your mother-in-law and see if things got patched up at all.
Okay, I certainly will.
All right, good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
There's nobody that's going to be able to call up this morning and defend the leash thing. I mean, I understand. I hear the words coming out of parents'
defend
mouths.
Defend it to you, but some people
I don't get it
at general?
All.
Are you talking about the leash in general?
The child leash. Yeah.
I haven't seen this yet.
I don't agree with it, but I don't have a problem with it. If you've got three kids running around who are all under the age of four.
There's got to be a better way to control your kids than leashing them, in my opinion. But this is one that got a little bit out of hand here. Wendy, check this out. You haven't seen this yet?
Mm-mm, not yet.
All right, we have this video posted up on our website at Q100Atlanta.com that you can go check out. Have you seen this yet, John?
Yeah, I've seen the stills of it, but I haven't seen the full
video. All right, check it out. Hold on. Back her up here.
Oh, God.
All right, it is a mother that has her child attached to one of these leashes. And is literally, the kid is what, on his stomach or is he on his back?
Almost on his side.
Like on his side. And the mother is dragging the child through this Verizon wireless store.
That's like a long distance to drag any child.
How old is the kid? Like
looks
three
like
or
could
four?
Be 3 or 4 years old. That's it.
At least give him a chance to stand up.
Now,
is this a case where the kid's like, you know.
You don't know what the whole story is.
Temper tantrum, because how many kids you've seen, like, and when you were a kid, when the first thing, if you didn't want to go somewhere, you dead weight.
Right.
You know?
Could be. Even so, I still think it's not acceptable, because that is a long drag right there you're talking about also.
My mom would have just left me on the floor if I did the dead weight, whole thing. Yeah, I would have been left on the floor, and she would have walked away.
And yeah, then, that would have been on the surveillance camera and on the news.
Right.
How dare her abandon
couldn't that
child
have been argued too?
Not like that. No. This woman's been arrested for child cruelty.
Oh, she has?
Really?
Because of this?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would reserve judgment because I don't agree with it, but I don't know the whole story.
I can't think of any scenario at all that would dictate a parent doing that to their child. You wouldn't even do that to your animal.
Do you think some people would compare that to spanking in public? Like, instead of dragging the kid on the floor, spanking him would be the same thing? I guess some non-spankers would have that argument.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, believe in spanking, so I don't think that dragging a kid across the floor on a leash is the same as spanking him.
That to me is excessive. That to me, if you're talking about spanking, is spanking and spanking and spanking and spanking and spanking and spanking to a point where it's abusive.
Mm-hmm.
Just I agree
stop.
With you. I think that's ridiculous.
Melissa, you don't agree?
About what?
The video? You're just awfully quiet.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that, I mean, it is disturbing. It's disturbing to see. I mean, I don't know how I feel about leashes. I know that I've seen plenty of parents with the kid with dead weight, and they're dragging that kid who has dead weight. You know, I think the leash, I mean, the thing that makes it so disturbing is the kid is dragging across the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen parents who have pulled their kid, and their legs are dragging across the floor because the kid doesn't want to go somewhere, and throwing a tantrum in the middle of the store. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I feel because, I mean, it is a dramatic picture, but I agree with Jeff. Like, I'd have to see the whole thing.
Yeah, like, you don't know if she has to go into that store because she's, whatever her agenda is, she's got something to do, and you've got a bunch of options. Like, your kid's screaming and throwing a fit and throwing himself down outside of the store. You don't see that. She can't leave him in the car. Like, that's a crime.
Then you leave the Verizon store.
And she brings him in.
You pick the child up. You both get in the car and you leave.
Yeah, well, I do feel it.
Or you get him in the car and you do a little timeout or something.
Yeah, but I mean, you know how it is. I mean, sometimes.
I do know how it is. I have two kids, and that's why I'm looking at it going, there's no way.
And if that kid, I mean, I would like to believe that that parent wouldn't do anything to put her child in harm's way. She's not swinging him. She's not, but it's not gravel. She's sliding him across the polished floor.
You sound to me as nonsensical right now as those women did yesterday that were defending that woman for not telling her husband held back the kid.
I'm not defending her. I don't know that it's fair to pass judgment without knowing the whole thing. We saw one little clip. What if he threw himself down? She picked him up, threw himself down, picked him up, threw himself down. Then she said, if you throw yourself down again, then it's up to you to get up. And she did it.
Yeah, in that scenario.
And that's all we saw.
In that scenario, I still don't think it's acceptable to drag your kid across a floor.
I mean, that clip is four seconds.
With a leash.
4 seconds long.
It's at least 30 feet. Good morning, Q100.
Hi.
Hi.
That actually happened in Rome, Georgia. The lady that did that is from Alabama, and a former employee for a cell phone company that I worked for actually changed companies to go and work for that Verizon. And he actually filmed that, and that video started circulating before it like hit YouTube and stuff. And I actually received that video at work the day that happened.
Wow.
And apparently the child was being a brat, and the mom just got fed up and just started dragging him around. And the employees thought it was funny at first, but she actually did that for a while in the store. And then they got concerned and decided to call the police because it just got out of control.
Well, my thought was it had to be going on long enough for somebody to get the camera out and start recording it. Or
right.
The temper tantrum
something
was so bad,
it, yeah.
Something made somebody turn a camera on. Some of the responses on Facebook yesterday, hey, I don't have a problem with that. I really think in today's society, parents are way too scared to discipline their children. And you know what that really does, more harm than good. Are we now raising a society of wimps? Another one here, I bet a minute before she dragged him, he was pitching a blue fit and she tried to correct him, but he would not listen.
It's a blue fit.
I don't know, sounds a little...
Sounds intense.
It's not quite as bad as a red fit.
Yeah.
Well, it's like code orange, code red.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Code blue.
Although it was not my first response after thinking this over, I think you're in the ballpark of being right. What makes it worse when you find yourself in the middle of a store with a screaming child is the inability of other people to keep their mouth shut. One says, people, come on. I doubt it was as bad as it looks. Remember the old saying, believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see.
Well, my question for you is, what do you do when your kids are having a temper tantrum in public?
I've just been really lucky with that.
Yeah, because Hayden's such a docile kid. I can't imagine him freaking out like that.
Both of our kids had temper tantrums, like when they were, like, I think Hollis had one 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they both reacted the same way to when Stacy and I talked to him about it. We literally went over them and we said, that is not acceptable in our house. And we were loud about it. And then we walked away. And with our kids, that worked. We've been really, really lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a lot of experience with temper tantrums because that doesn't work with a lot of kids.
For some kids, it doesn't. And I know my best friend has her little girl going through her terrible twos right now. And she will say that they will gear up. Get all packed up, ready to go. Yeah. Go to the zoo, the aquarium, Target, wherever it is they're going. And she's with her by herself because her husband travels a lot. And she will have a total freak out temper tantrum. And they stop what they're doing and just leave the store. Hmm. Like, she's like, I can't get errands done. I can't get things, you know, like she'll have to like have like childcare come over, a babysitter or their nanny or whatever come over on a specific day so that she can just go and get some of those things done. She's like, I know this isn't going to be forever, but I also am not going to be that parent who is in the middle of Target with their
dragging their kid on a leash
or whatever. But I just wonder, like, what is the right thing to do when your kid is freaking out like that? What do you do?
And I do think that at least in our case, you set the standard immediately. And it's really tough to react the first time you see it.
The first time it happens.
Because if you allow it to happen the first time, then I think it really, really starts to build very quickly. We just have two kids that just were lucky with.
They responded well.
They responded well to that.
They behave.
But, yeah, I have friends just like you that have kids that just will go on and on and on kicking and screaming.
Yeah, and like, she said, thank God I can afford to do a babysitter. But think about this woman in the Verizon store. Like,
what if she was picking up her paycheck and she couldn't leave?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
What do you do?
You at least physically pick up the child, I think, rather than drag
it. I'm just saying, we don't know the full story. What if she goes to pick up the child and it grabs her and bites her? And she's like, look, I have to go in this store for 2 minutes. I'm not leaving you in. You're walking in with me. And as soon as he gets through the door, he lies down. And she turns around and says, if you don't get up, I will pull you across this floor. And the kid says, I'm not getting up. And then she starts walking. Like, I know you can't fathom it. But
no, I can't.
I don't think you've ever. I've seen.
Kids
I've seen
like
friends
that.
Of my. Friends of mine, their kids, I've seen them do that. And you are at a. I mean, there is somebody who weighs 25 pounds with complete control over every adult in that room.
Hey, Fran, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, Bird. I love you so much, guys. I just wanted to let you know, and I'm so glad you said you were lucky with your kids, because you seriously are. I mean, I have the worst times when my son was growing up. He was just terrible, Bird. I mean, I could just sit here and give you thousands of examples of really horrible situations that he made me go through, because he was sleepy or he was hungry or it was just not in a good mood. And what I learned, because I was a single parent, what I learned was, you know what, if he needs a nap, he needs to get that nap before I do anything. I don't care what my schedule is. He needs to nap. He needs to eat. He needs to be a happy baby, and he needs to get whatever he needs to get before I leave the house. Because I tell you, I haven't seen the video, but what that mother did was desperate. I mean, I've been in stores where my son was kicking me and biting and trying to get off my hands, and I'm trying to grab him to get him out of the store. It's just horrible when that happens to you. And, I mean, I know you say you got to be hard and you got to do this, but you know what? It's really, really hard.
Yeah, each kid is so different, you know, that it really is very difficult to give parenting advice. But I do know in that video, that's not acceptable.
Well, I mean, and let's go back to the employee who says that she had inside information about that. Now, she had said when that happened, when it first happened, everybody thought it was funny and everybody laughed. The offensive thing to her was the fact of how long it happened,
jeez,
how long it took her, how long she dragged the kid. But you know what I'm saying? So the person who was a part of it or a part of that group said everybody laughed when she first did it, because it's probably going on what Jeff said about everybody in the store is like, what are you going to do with this kid? You know what I mean? So
they were aware that the kid was throwing a temper tantrum, mm-hmm, and here's what she decided to do. And then maybe when he still didn't get up, and then they're like, wait a minute. And then she maybe turned around. Oops, I forgot my power cable. Turned around, went back. Like after that happened a couple times, then I think maybe they're like, uh-oh, this is kind of weird.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
So we said to you guys before that it has become a challenge to us to create material that you will not respond to, and you're very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
To create a question for you guys that doesn't pertain to anybody in our listening audience.
Like, nobody's going to call for this one.
Right.
Nobody would. Now, I've tried it so many times and I fail every time. There's always one person in the audience going, you think that's freaky? Honestly, it's happened to me before. This one doesn't come from me, though. This one comes from Melissa Carter. And it was based on a conversation that we had early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was something that Jen said earlier this morning.
Jen asked Wendy a question.
What did I ask?
She didn't know
about
what
we're talking about. About the date tonight. I'm sorry.
About the panties?
Right. Yes, because Jen had asked Wendy, because Jen, Wendy's going on a date tonight, so Jen was, joking with Wendy and saying, oh, is this going to be a good panties night? And so, and that
the theory is, if you wear good panties, that means somebody might see them.
Mm-hmm.
If you wear bad panties, you're preventing yourself from going there.
And we've had women on before that have said that purposely they will put, like, the old stuff on. Is is panties one of those words that's just kind of gross coming from a dude's mouth?
I don't know.
Sometimes.
I don't like
sometimes.
It.
Some people, that jacks me up because some girls are really bugged by that word. Like panties and underwear, and like it's just one of those words that bug random women.
Underwear is okay, right? Though,
yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Underwear is basic, but it doesn't describe it. Underwear is the kind of stuff you don't want a guy to see. Panties, you want him to see.
So now women will purposely put on the underwear that doesn't have the elastic's torn on it. You probably wore it to like Bon Jovi's original tour,
right? Because basically, we control whether you're going to have sex or not. And so if we have made the decision that night that you're, you know what, we're open to it, then it may happen. But
it's for a good panty night.
Yeah, but if we have decided that we do not want to give it up that night or we don't want to have sex that night, then we will either wear the bad underwear or not shave our legs. And that way we know in our mind, well, there's no way in hell that they're going to see that, so there's no chance for sex. And then when this conversation came up earlier, I thought, has there ever been a woman during a date that went into the date not shaving her legs and not wearing good underwear and then decided, you know what, I changed my mind and ran into a drugstore and got a razor
or Target or somewhere
just to get something better than what she had on, went into a bathroom somewhere, switched it up, shaved it off, and then proceeded to have more fun that night than she expected.
So it's the mid-date attitude change, the mid-date. What do you
shift.
Call it?
It would have to be a shift.
She called an audible in the middle of the day. She changed her mind.
So we're looking for that one woman that this has actually occurred with.
Yes.
404-741-Q100. And we're not talking about, maybe we can find scenarios where they changed their mind and they took him home and said, let me just take a shower or something, and then did it. But you're looking.
No, I mean,
the more dramatic thing is that you actually went into a drugstore and grabbed a razor, went into the bathroom
in the restaurant,
and used the dispenser soap to have to lather up.
You know what gross? You know what?
Jen doesn't think it's possible.
You know what gross? Gross calls we're gonna get. We're gonna get calls from women who went back to the guy's house, and rather than because they couldn't stop at a drugstore, I bet they went in and they used his razor.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a smart idea.
Would you be more apt to do that? Use his razor than actually go in and do it? I mean, that would be a pretty dramatic turnaround right there.
How do you shave in a convenience store bathroom? Come on. Your stuff's all
out. I bet Britney Spears has done it.
I'm sure she has.
If you ran,
phone lines are lit up, I got to tell you.
I mean, I think the more dramatic story and the one that, you know, because we're talking about trying not to get a call. And I think the call we're not trying to get, and then we probably won't get, is somebody that went into a public bathroom to do this.
Or, is it really conceivable? And Sarah, hold on one sec. I'll get right to you, okay?
Okay.
Is it conceivable that a woman would walk into like a Walmart or whatever, or a Victoria's Secret in mid-date and get new underwear?
Yeah.
Put them on right there?
I've never done
it. Women are capable of doing anything.
Not if he knew that's what you were doing, but if you stopped somewhere and you were like, I've got to run in for whatever you made up the excuse for, you could get a whole lot done that he wouldn't know about. I don't think a woman would tell him that's what she was going to do.
No. A woman would never tell, no.
Like, let's say, like, I'm envisioning it something like this. Like, y'all are out on a, you know, afternoon date or whatever, and, like, maybe you've gone to dinner at Phipps Plaza, for example, right? And you know that things have gone very well and you're supposed to go to a movie. Somehow you come up with an excuse to have to run into somewhere at the mall.
I forgot my phone in my car.
You disappear. Bye.
If a woman is determined to have sex, she will find a way.
Hey, Sarah. Good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Well, I certainly didn't go through all of that, but I did take him back to my house, and I decided to take a shower while he was sitting in the living room, and I shaved my legs.
Okay. See, that to me is, nope. I mean, I've had that happen. So, and I got to tell you, as a guy in the living room, knowing that you're in the shower, taking that shower, and I know what's going on, it is like, it's the greatest feeling ever. That is so on. Because at that point, you can't do anything wrong. Just shut up and show up. That's it.
Is there a bigger failure than if for some reason she takes that shower and comes out and you screw it up?
You can't.
No, she's already, again, sorry guys, but she's made the decision. Right. Woman makes the decision if you have sex or not.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Vicky, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
So, this one time I was going with a friend to meet this guy at a softball game. I'd never met him before in my life. And actually changed my mind about the guy when I got there. So we went to the gas station to get them drinks because they were playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought disposable razors, shaved my legs in the gas station. And my friend had a change of clothes in her car, and I changed my clothes.
Wow, that's impressive.
Wow.
He really turned you around.
Yes.
Did you get it done?
Well, yeah, okay, I did.
You did, yeah.
Gas station bathroom.
I didn't know that night, but I think I made a better impression.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
That's great.
Good for you.
Thank you for calling.
Gas station
yes,
bathroom.
Yes, thank wow. you.
She's not afraid to admit to the gas station bathroom, but she was afraid to admit to get the job done.
Hey, Emily, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hi. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
So mine actually is a little bit different. I was actually out with some friends, was totally not planning on, you know, doing that that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of got this booty call. So left dinner with some friends after it was over, went to a Kroger, bought some razors and some soap and what have you, went into the bathroom and shaved and then went over there.
Wow. Kroger.
Kroger.
I was committed.
That's a low point. Wow. If you stop in the middle of that, you're like, I'm shaving at Kroger. What am I doing?
I kind of had a moment where I was like, oh my God, am I really doing this? Wait, yeah. No, yeah, I am.
Yes, I am.
I applaud you, Emily.
I'll get the payoff.
I applaud you. Thank you for calling.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
And Kroger.
That's funny.
See, because what I think is funny is, you know, guys always brag about how, you know, it's almost like their Boy Scout skills, you know, their Firefox skills, where they can go and they can create scenarios and they can adapt to any situation. Well, you know, women can too.
Chameleon. Sexual chameleon.
That's right.
Hey, Stephanie, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I actually, I didn't go buy any underwear, but I did stop at a Walgreens. I complained to have, like, this crazy headache after hanging out all night.
Mm-hmm.
And so we stopped at the Walgreens, and I went in to supposedly get some medicine. And I got one of those things that you see on TV that you rub the hair off with. It goes on your hand, and you scrub the hair mm-hmm. off your legs. I did that.
Ow.
I didn't buy any underwear, but I did buy feminine wipes. And just, like, clean up real good.
Mm-hmm. So the headache was better as soon as you left the convenience store.
So this guy went from out on a date with you to, God, I feel like crap, to, oh, my God, why is she in Walgreens for so long, to, she's naked.
But it was easy with the hand thing that you just rub on your legs rather than trying to shave, because that would have been a dry razor. That would have hurt.
Hey, when there is a will, there is a way.
Wow.
I think you just proved that.
Oh, scrubbing it off. Ow. But whatever.
Good morning. The bar has to be set so low for the dude that you're going out with, and then so high in such a short amount of time that I am shocked that we got any of these calls.
That's funny.
Good morning to Ashley. You're on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Well, I actually didn't shave my legs and did wear my granny panties, so mm-hmm. I did not sleep with this guy on the first date.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the date went so well that, and we met out. He didn't pick me up. So we were going back to his place. I told him I was going to stop by and get a bottle of wine before getting there. Went to a Walgreens, did shave in the Walgreens bathroom, and used clean toilet water to do it.
No! Oh.
What?
Damn.
What?
So I didn't have to get soap to lather up with. So I'm in the stall, and you can't keep walking out to lather up and rinse the razor.
No!
Ashley,
this dude has no idea.
Your legs are rubbing on toilet water legs!
Don't say anything else.
Awesome.
Hang up the phone admit that again.
That's awesome.
Very nicely done. Stay thirsty, my friend.
Oh, she did. In the toilet water.
Awesome.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right, Jen Hobby, how does Love Lost and Found work here?
Basically, this is when two people meet and they make some sort of connection and maybe have enough of a conversation where they would know something about that other person, but for one reason or another, they didn't get the digits, didn't store it in the phone correctly or whatever, chickened out. And then a couple days later, they're going, man, that could have really been something. So come to us and tell us the story, how you met and everything. Every detail that you have about that person, and we put it out in sort of an all points bulletin to the Bird Show community, and everybody comes together and tries to track that person down.
I think this is a smooth transition from Run DMC into this guy, you know, because I'm sure
there's dancing.
Yes.
Nicely done. Yeah, I mean, he hears this. He's probably on his head right now.
Yeah.
He's spinning right now.
That's right. On top.
One handed. No, he's doing that. You know, he's doing that run step before he starts spinning.
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I was going to say it's a perfect day with Reverend Run On for me to come as well. So.
Absolutely. I'm very impressed that you're still breakdancing, my friend.
You know what? I don't know if I'd be impressed, but I have a good time with it.
Can we call you Mike, or do you have a street name?
Not yet. I should have one, though.
It's Mikey Love, man.
Okay, Mikey Love.
So we're doing Love, Lost, and Found here. So,
exactly.
I mean, we could already pretty much, we could sort of edit our search right now, because this happened last week, right?
It was on the 17th, I think, so a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Okay.
And it was at the Pete Yorn show.
Yep, at Center Stage.
Break dancing at Pete Yorn.
Wow.
How do you even do that?
I was challenging yourself.
Yeah, where do you do that at Center Stage?
Hey, bro, will you search for some Pete Yorn music?
Just because
I would like to hear. I know it's in there. It's got to be, so.
See, that's the beauty of it. If you know Pete Yorn, and obviously you guys do, that's the last place anybody should break dance.
Right.
And really, I'm not good at it. I'm the last person in the world that should be breakdancing, period, let alone at a Pete Yorn show. So combine those two.
Is this some Pete Yorn here? Is this him?
Yeah, that'll do it.
This is it right here?
Yeah.
This is Pete Yorn.
How do you breakdance to this?
You don't, really.
You don't.
You shouldn't.
Were you drunk?
Yeah, why were you doing it? Just to sort of be a show-off or what?
No, for some reason I usually end up breakdancing just about every time I go out. It's just something that I end up doing. But
how old are you?
I'm 35.
That's all right.
You should never do that after 23. Just saying.
Yeah, you know, I'm enjoying it.
It's one of the original generation of breakdancers. I mean, you know, he's classic.
Yeah. I mean, everybody else now sort of posing.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm assuming,
take the man out of the streets, but you can't take the streets out of the man.
I'm assuming that there wasn't a whole bunch of breakdancers at Pete Yorn. So, I mean, either she saw you or she didn't. She's not going to go, I wonder if it was the breakdancer with the dark hair or the guy with the blonde hair, the guy with the green shirt. I mean, you're the only one there doing this, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Safe bet.
Okay.
All right. In some cases, when you make that connection, you don't get the number.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually because you chicken out. I'm assuming maybe because you were spinning on your head and just didn't have access to a pen or something, right?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't chicken out, actually. I did talk to her briefly. One of her friends came over to me and said, that's my friend. She's interested in you. You need to come talk to her.
Okay.
So I went over and I said, my name is Mike. She said, my name is Amanda. It was loud. We were in the front. I said, well, let's catch up after the show. And then I just dropped the ball after that.
All right, this is a real key fact here. Did she say she was interested in you before she saw you breakdancing or after she saw you breakdancing?
After.
Good.
Oh, well, there
you're
go.
In.
Okay. She likes your skills. Apparently, you've got breakdancing
skills. Were you afraid that she said, didn't see the breakdancing, went up to him, said hi, saw the breakdancing, and then left?
And then, wouldn't respond to.
Right. Then went hiking in Iran?
No, she definitely saw it. That's why I think she's the catch, because, you know, she knows all the Pete Yorn words, and she isn't offended that I'm breakdancing at, you know, a Pete Yorn show. So she's got to be pretty cool.
What does she look like?
She's got blonde hair. I don't. Medium height, I guess. Straight blonde hair, relatively long. I mean, it was very short, you know, exchange. So that's about all I got right now.
And you were toward the front, you say? You're toward the front of the, were you in front of the stage or where were you?
Yeah, on the floor.
Okay.
Small floor there.
Sure, in the pit.
Oh, that's right, because he had to have a space to do his thing.
Yeah.
Do you know her friend's name?
I do not. She was there with a girlfriend and that girlfriend's boyfriend.
Hmm.
Three of them.
Well, there is really not. Now, you said you talked to her for a couple of minutes. She must have given you something.
No, really, it was we were just making eye contact throughout the night, and then it was, I'm Mike, I'm Amanda, let's talk after the show. And that was it.
Dang.
Huh.
Well, this is going to be a tough one.
She didn't come find you after the show? You weren't looking for her after the show?
Yeah, that's where I dropped the ball, because I sort of forgot, like, for a second that I was supposed to do that, and then everybody was funneling out, and then it was too late.
He says she might have been waiting around for him.
Mm-hmm. He got mad.
She wanted to be the left side of your caterpillar.
He was dizzy at that point.
She's
like, I just got rejected by a breakdown.
All right, so all we have is a name, dude. I mean, that's really not a lot. Blonde, medium, height.
If you could estimate Amanda. Her age, what would you say?
27, 28.
Okay.
But nothing concrete. She was there with a girlfriend, and you do know that the girlfriend was there with her boyfriend.
Yeah, because she came over and said, that guy is not her boyfriend, he's mine. She's interested in you, you need to talk to her.
Oh, dude.
Man, you really dropped the
ball. It was set up.
That's why I'm 35 and single. Come on. I get things like this.
Wow.
There's a reason why we're on the radio doing this now.
That's right.
True. So really, we just have to luck out that one of the three of them are listening.
That's
or somebody that
for.
Went to the Pete Yorton show.
Or if you have a friend named Amanda that you know you went there that night, then you may be the key for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, because inevitably we're looking for Amanda, but if you're sort of the bridge to get to her, then call us also, 404-741-Q100.
It's going to be tight,
though. Yeah, I don't think we've ever been successful when we just had a name. The only thing that makes us stand out, obviously, is it's a small venue.
Yeah.
You were breakdancing.
At
a Pete Yorn show. So others saw you, and if they were there with Amanda, know who she is and know who you are. So
it's a shot in the dark.
But you know what else might come of this is you might get a phone call or a message on Facebook or something from somebody who's been looking for a 35-year-old breakdancer. You know, and there could be a woman out there who's like, God, you know what? I just haven't found that guy who's got everything. He's got it together. He's got a job. He likes Pete Yorn. He breakdances. He's 35.
He's a home run.
Right.
He's usually in that top 10 somewhere on that list.
So, somebody's like, oh, when I was young, I loved breakdancing.
Because Bert believes in destiny the way you believe in beatbox. And I think there's a good chance that the phone will, you know, that the phone will ring or the email light will light up saying, hey, what about me? I'm not Amanda, but I appreciate doing the worm.
If this is true breakdancing destiny, then Amanda is either listening or one of her friends are.
Hey, well, I appreciate any help that you guys can give me.
Electric Boogaloo, partner.
We'll try, Mike. Thanks. We'll give you a call back if we get any leads.
All right. Thank you.
It. Not a lot to go on here.
The phone's not ringing.
He's hanging his head like the end of the robot.
Okay.
All right. If you know an Amanda.
Did you look all those terms up? Like, you had to, didn't you?
That's awesome.
Hello. Me in the streets.
It's in his soul. Mm-hmm. Look at him. It's in his soul.
I'm going to go have to get some spray paint and tag
whatever.
Something.
He's on urbandictionary.com right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
All right. If you know of an Amanda that was at Pete Yorn on the 17th, that's really the only thing we have to go on.
Mm-hmm.
If you know Amanda or you know her friend that was there, then give us a call or shoot us an email at Q100Atlanta.com or call us.
The Bert Show.
Lady Gaga last week went through something that a whole bunch of women end up going through. It's the accidental boob slip.
Mm-hmm.
You're not
the
even.
Whoops.
Yeah, just there they are. I mean, in the most embarrassing of situations.
Right.
For her, it was in front of a couple of thousand people on stage.
Mm-hmm.
For Ashley, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay, where did the accidental boob slip happen for you?
I was at Warped Tour last week, and I had a tank top on with an undershirt, got hot, took the tank top off, went crowd surfing. Tank top came to the side, didn't even notice it, was going through the crowd. When I came down, there they were.
Yeah, but you almost have to. If you're crowd surfing at the Warped Tour. Yeah, you have to somehow expose yourself
they're
or something.
They're groping you. Yeah, they pulled that to the side.
That's kind of a green light for groping right there, I think, for guys. It's like, if you're going to go up here, I'm going to
take all the guys, you can always see it. They're all trying to reach in and do a wah-wah.
It's like... It's like sharks on chum at that point, man. And you're not accountable because there are so many people grabbing at you. Like, what are my hands?
Yeah.
Whatever. Creeper. Hey, Nigel, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I hire lifeguards, and so part of the hiring process, they have to enter the water and do some tests. And this one girl, she hopped in the water. She's doing her thing, and before she hops out, she's fixing her hair. I'm like, why is she worried about her hair? And I'm looking at her chest, and I'm like, oh, my God, is that what I think it is? Oh, it is. And there's, like, about 10 people in the pool plus my other staff, and then she hops out the water still fixing her hair, and it just flops out, and she still doesn't recognize it. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And she finally looks up at me, and I'm moving my hand to cover her chest, and she just falls back in the water mortified. And then she just runs out, and it was an interview, and she never came back.
Aww. Aww. That sucks. Poor thing. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Hey, Rob, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
What's up?
So, all right, it wasn't my boob slip, but my girlfriend's. We were on a cruise last January, and we're at the formal dinner, the captain's dinner, and you're at a table with several other couples. And now I'm wearing my tux, and she's wearing a low-cut gown, and she reaches across the table to grab some butter.
Oh, no.
And her whole breast just comes out. She doesn't realize. I have to reach across the table and try to pull her dress back up, and everyone's just kind of looking in awkward silence.
All the guys at the table are trying to pretend like they didn't see.
No, just so you know, like I would say the majority of guys in a proper, like if you're at the Warped Tour and they're drunk out of their mind, it's one thing. But if the majority of guys are as embarrassed as you are when that happens, because the guy.
Well, if you're the date or you're the husband.
Even if you're not. Like if you're really? The guy, if you're interviewing some 18-year-old lifeguard and that crap pops out and you're like, you can't be the dude who looks.
Right. Cover it up.
Yeah, what's up, creeper? But then what do? You're like, and guys aren't good. So, Barbie! I see it! I don't want to touch it! Yeah, dude.
Hey, Anna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Okay, thanks.
Oh, this is it was really embarrassing. We were at the fair on a ride that had like 5 pods. So it was me and my boyfriend and some children.
Oh.
And I had on a strapless shirt. And when we go flying in the air, upside down on the ride, my boobs are flying everywhere. And I can't get them. I can't control them at all. And it was just really, really embarrassing. And it was nothing I could do until the ride stopped. And actually, right in front of the children, have to adjust. It was totally embarrassing.
Because there's nothing you can do. Your hands are tied down.
Yeah, that's the longest ride of your life.
A seatbelt for my boobs.
The Bird Show. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.